Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. India beat South Africa to win the ICC T20 World Cup. Bumrah named player of the tournament. Virat Kohli and Rohit Sharma bid adieu to T20 internationals. President, Vice President and Prime Minister congratulate the team. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address the nation in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani this morning. First episode after assuming office in third term. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar visiting Qatar today to review bilateral relations. More than 13,000 pilgrims visit Holy Shrine of Amarnath on the first day of annual pilgrimage. And IMD forecasts favorable conditions for further advance of southwest monsoon. And now the news in detail. India ended their 11-year wait for a global trophy when Rohit Sharma-led Team India clinched the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup 2024, defeating South Africa by 7 runs in a classic final at Kensington Oval last night. A report.
Opting to bat first, Virat Kohli's 76 and Akshar Patel's 47 led India to a strong 176 for 7 in 20 overs, the highest score by any team in the final of a men's T20 World Cup. Chasing the target of 177 runs, South Africa could only score 169 runs, losing 8 wickets with the help of Henry Claassen's 52 runs. For India, Hardik Pandya picked up 3 wickets while Jasprit Bumrah and Arshdeep Singh bagged 2 wickets each. Virat Kohli was declared player of the match for his fabulous innings. Pacer Jasprit Bumrah was awarded the player of the tournament for picking up 15 wickets in 8 games with a bowling economy rate of below 6. This is India's second T20 World Cup victory after they had won it in 2007 and first since winning the Champions Trophy in 2013. Chirag Jha, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Two of India's greatest ever cricketer, Virat Kohli and Rohit Sharma, announced their retirement from T20 International after the side's second T20 World Cup win. While Kohli announced his retirement minutes after the triumph, India captain Rohit Sharma announced it in the official post-match press conference.
This was my last game as well. I have enjoyed since the time I started playing this format, and nothing better time to say goodbye to this format. I have loved every moment of this. I started my India career playing this format and I wanted to win the cup.
President, Vice President and Prime Minister have congratulated the Indian team on winning the T20 World Cup 2024. President Draupadi Murmu in a social media post said, "With a never-say-die spirit, the team sailed through difficult situations and demonstrated outstanding skills throughout the tournament." Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar in a social media post said, "Bharat is elated by the spectacular victory of the men in blue in the T20 World Cup." Prime Minister Narendra Modi in his message said, "The country is proud of the Indian cricket team." He added that this match was historic.
Team India ko is bhavya vijay ke liye sabhi deshvasiyon ki taraf se bahut bahut badhai. Aaj 140 crore deshvasi aapke is shandar pradarshan ke liye garv anubhav kar rahe hain. Khel ke maidan mein aapne World Cup jeeta. लेकिन हिंदुस्तान के हर गांव गली मोहल्ले में आपने कोटि-कोटि देशवासियों का दिल जीत लिया।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 111th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the first episode after Mr. Modi assumed charge of the Prime Minister for the third consecutive time. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, has assured to resolve all issues and protect the interests of tobacco farmers and industry stakeholders. Addressing representatives of the tobacco farmers and the industry in Hyderabad last night, the minister also assured to make all efforts to waive the penalty on excess tobacco produced by the farmers. He urged the tobacco farmers to avail the 3% interest subvention facility under Agriculture Infrastructure Fund on the loans they take from the banks at 9% interest rate, stating that Prime Minister Narendra Modi is very sympathetic towards the farmers. Mr. Goyal said the union government will do everything to protect the farmers' interests.
लगभग सभी किसान संस्थाएं और उनके नेताओं ने संतुष्टि जाहिर की है बैठक के बाद और मुझे खुशी है कि गत 3-4 वर्षों से टोबैको बोर्ड हमारे किसान जो इस व्यापार के साथ जुड़े हुए अन्य संस्थाएं सभी मिलकर एक साथ इस क्षेत्र के विकास के लिए काम कर और किसानों की गत 3-4 वर्षों में अच्छी आमदनी भी हुई है और प्रगति भी हुई है.
The Commerce Minister also announced that the period of validity of farmers' registration will be increased from the present 1 year to a period of 3 years from next crop season onwards. He also urged the farmers to register themselves online. The Union Ministry of Civil Aviation has said that flights originally scheduled to operate from Delhi Terminal 1 have been relocated to Terminal 2 and 3 of the IGI airport. In a social media post, the ministry added that these flights commenced operations from the Terminal 2 and 3 yesterday. Department of Legal Affairs, Ministry of Law and Justice is organizing a conference titled India's Progressive Path in the Administration of Criminal Justice System in Mumbai today. The aim of the conference is to generate awareness about the three new criminal laws, the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita 2023, the Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita 2023 and the Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam 2023 among all the stakeholders including judges, prosecutors, advocates, officers of law enforcement and investigating agencies, district administration officials, academia, students of law and the citizens. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023 and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, you can download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store. This app serves as a comprehensive guide providing complete information about the new criminal laws at one place.
Welcome back to the morning news on Akashvani. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on an official visit to Qatar today. The External Affairs Ministry in a statement said during the visit he will meet Qatar's Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman. His visit will enable both the sides to review various aspects of bilateral relations, including political, trade, investment, energy, security, cultural and people-to-people, as well as the regional and international issues of mutual interest. The ministry added that India and Qatar share a historic and friendly relations which are marked by regular exchange of high-level visits. More than 13,000 pilgrims visited the holy cave shrine of Amarnath yesterday on the first day of the annual pilgrimage in the South Kashmir Himalayas amid tight security. Meanwhile, the third batch of pilgrims left Bhagwati Nagar Yatri Nivas base camp in Jammu for the Kashmir Valley to perform pilgrimage to Amarnath cave shrine. With this, the number of pilgrims who left for the Amarnath cave shrine from the Jammu base camp rises to 15,251. We have a report.
Early this morning, the third batch of pilgrims left Bhagwati Nagar Yatri Nivas Base Camp Jammu for Kashmir Valley to perform pilgrimage to Sri Amarnath Ji Shrine Cave. In addition to routine Bam Bam Bhole Uchcharan, today we saw devotees chanting Bharat Mata Ki Jai and Chak De India. That reflects the manifold increase in their enthusiasm after India's victory in ICC T20. This is Jagmohan Sharma from Jammu.
The ruling Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, NDPP, has made a resounding victory in the Nagaland's urban local body elections, capturing all three municipal councils of Kohima, Mokokchung and Dimapur, and securing majority in most of the town councils. NDPP bagged the majority, winning 153 seats, followed by 56 independents. BJP secured 25 seats, NPF 13, NCP 12, INC 7, JDU and NPP 5 each, and LJP 2 seats. The results for the municipal and town council elections were declared yesterday. This election was historic for the state of Nagaland, as urban local body polls were held after 2 decades with 33% women reservation for the first time. The last urban local body election was held in 2004. The State Election Commissioner said, out of a total of 198 women candidates that participated in the election, a record number of 102 women candidates emerged victorious. Chief Minister Nifio Rio congratulated the winning candidates in the urban local body elections. The World Bank has approved a second round of $1.5 billion in financing to help India accelerate the development of low-carbon energy. The financing is extended to promote a market for green hydrogen, electrolyzers and increased renewable energy penetration. The development comes in the backdrop of India's ambitious National Green Hydrogen Mission and energy transition targets. The centre has set a target of achieving 500 gigawatt of installed renewable energy capacity by 2030 and reaching net zero by 2070. In international news, Iran's 14th presidential election entered a runoff vote with former Health Minister Masoud Pezeshkian and former Chief Nuclear Negotiator Saeed Jalili leading in the first round, but no one got the minimum threshold of 50% of votes. Iran's election headquarters spokesperson Mohsin Islami said today that the turnout of the voting stands at 40%. Voting for Iran's 14th presidential election took place yesterday after President Ibrahim Raisi died in a helicopter crash last month. Iran's 14th presidential election, initially set for 2025, was rescheduled following Raisi's unexpected death. Conditions are favourable for further advance of southwest monsoon into some more parts of West Rajasthan, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab and the remaining parts of the West Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh and Jammu during next 2 to 3 days. The IMD has said that isolated heavy rainfall is very likely over Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra till Wednesday. It said that very heavy rainfall will also likely to prevail over Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttar Pradesh, East Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh for 3 to 4 days. Extremely heavy rainfall is to be observed in the northeast India for the next 5 days. Meanwhile, the national capital Delhi will witness generally cloudy sky with moderate to heavy rain and thunderstorm for the next 5 to 6 days. In badminton, India advanced to the quarterfinals of the Asia Junior Mixed Team Championship in Yogyakarta, Indonesia, with a 3-2 victory over the Philippines last night. Today, India will face host Indonesia to determine the group winner. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shefali Singh.
Thank you, Anuja. All the dailies are full of pictures and celebrations of an emotion-filled day when India scripted incredible comeback, winning the World Cup T20 title. Champions end the wait, India in seventh heaven, is the Hindustan Times headline. While the Asian Age writes, India come back from the dead, lift T20 cup in style, PM hails Team Rohit. C.S. Shetty gets FSIB nod as next chairman of SBI, Ravi Agarwal to be new CBDT chief, notes the Times of India. After heavy rain lashed the national capital, Delhi Metro records over 69 lakh passenger journeys on 28 June, cites the Sunday Statesman. And finally, the Economic Times cites top brands banking on imported sales events and Western-style campaigns to boost demand. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Shefali. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India beat South Africa to win ICC T20 World Cup. Bumrah named player of the tournament. Virat Kohli and Rohit Sharma bid adieu to T20 internationals. President, Vice President and Prime Minister congratulate the team. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address the nation in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani this morning. First episode after assuming office in third term. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar visiting Qatar today to review bilateral relations. More than 13,000 pilgrims visit Holy Shrine of Amarnath on the first day of annual pilgrimage. And IMD forecasts favorable conditions for further advance of southwest monsoon. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.